T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sleeping naked, well, as a guest at someone else's place. If you want to jump in right now, 98pxy.com, or text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822.
I'm smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, this is certainly something close, near and dear to your heart.
Yep.
And we could not be on more polar opposite sides of this. I'm basically a never nude, and it's like the shower, and that's about it. But this is something we're bringing up right now because of our Savater Sensible from Friday. So if you weren't listening, the Savater Sensible we did on Friday was about not inviting a friend to stay over who you know doesn't have AC. Again, over the weekend,
scorcher,
brutally hot.
Truly.
If you didn't have air conditioning, I prayed for you.
Yeah, we all did.
But Sarah checked in with us over the weekend saying that she did the sensible thing and let her friend stay over. But that spawned some potential savagery, and that's what we're discussing today. She said when she went to check on him in the morning, she poked her head into the room and saw one leg and one naked butt cheek hanging out of the sheets. Her guest slept over in the nude.
Okay, what's the problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole crux of what we're talking about. Savage or sensible to sleep naked at someone else's place.
No now, issue.
Now, again, as like a basic never nude over here, I don't sleep naked in my own place, so I would never think,
so weird.
I would never sleep naked at someone else's place.
So weird.
You, however, are very vocal. One step away from a nudist colony.
Aspiring nudist, truly. I just think this is so sensible, it's not even funny. There's just no other way to even look at it.
I mean, well, there's the possibility of what of something happening, like what happened for Sarah, where she poked her head in the door and, well, guess what? I don't know if she wanted to see her friend's butt cheek, but boom, there it is. Like, come on. If you want to
there it is.
If you want to sleep naked in your own bed, fine, whatever's more comfortable for you. But when you are staying over, when you're a guest in someone else's house, like, cover up. Come on.
No.
Hard is it? Throw on a shirt, throw on some boxers, call it a day.
If you have a routine that you stick to every single day, why would you put a little ripple in that effect? If this is your everyday, it's just weird to go against the grain and put clothes on.
I need to hear from some people that sleep naked. Are you like Breezy, where I don't care where I am? You've done this when you were crashing in people's beds.
Yeah. And
didn't you find it straight, like the reactions they gave you was like a little alarming? Like, wait, what are you doing? Like, there's no instance in which case you would cover up.
I mean, you know, what you see is what you get. If you can't handle it, baby, see yourself out. I'm sorry. You know what? Clothes are basically jail for your body. And I refuse to suffocate for you because it makes you uncomfortable. That's the problem with this world. Everyone's so uncomfortable. We all have parts.
Yeah,
relax.
Sure. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being proud of your body, but it is about you because you're staying
over. I never said I'm proud of my body. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But you're staying over at someone else's house, so it kind of is about them.
No, I mean, it's not. It's about me. You offered to take me in, and you knew this up front. This is not a secret. I'm on the actual radio right now telling people
that this is
how I choose to live my life.
It didn't seem like the girl that reached out to us, Sarah, that's what she had in store for her weekend of seeing her friend's naked butt cheek.
You know what? There's this thing called changing the sheets.
Yeah, well, of course.
Washing the sheets.
I don't know. The thought of it irks me. The thought of it kind of just like, kind of weirds me out. Just parts all up in your...
Don't be a prude, Corey. Come on. And another thing.
Oh, here we go. Here's more.
Another thing.
Oh, let's add on. Okay.
Given the temps this weekend,
uh-huh,
it was a scorcher.
Sure.
We've already established that earlier today on the show.
Yeah.
And if I wear more than one layer... which I'm including the blanket as the one layer that I do wear. I will sweat. I will soak your entire mattress. Do you want that?
Oh.
Would you rather just change the sheets? You can just...
Even in air conditioning? Like, that was the whole point of this guy staying over her house, was because she had AC and he didn't.
Yeah.
Just crank that AC.
Just add that extra layer and it's over, baby.
I'm the complete opposite of you. Crank the AC. I want it like 62. I want to be wearing thermals. I was wearing thermals this weekend.
Corey wears long johns to bed.
At all times. Absolutely. Where do you weigh in on this? Jump in. Club PXY safe text line at 69822. You can text in the keyword vote, VOTE, or 222-9800. Savage or sensible, sleeping naked while as a guest at someone else's place. I'm dying to hear from people that normally sleep naked. What do you do when you're staying over at a friend, a family member, anywhere? Does it matter?
Back me.
A lot of savage votes coming through on the XY Safe text line. This one, I sleep naked at home. Okay, good. We're getting people who are actually nude sleepers because I admittedly am like an anti-nude sleeper.
You sleep in long johns.
I want it to be
weird.
As cold as possible. Give me a hoodie. I want to be as cozy as possible. So they say I sleep naked at home, but only at home. Totally savage. Another one. It's totally savage. I feel awkward just going without a bra at someone else's house, let alone being full-blown naked.
Oh, calm
just
down.
Don't do it. It's not your house.
Okay, but like, why are you going to alter your life because someone else is uncomfortable? It's because like,
you're staying in that person's place. You need to bend to what makes them more comfortable because it's where they live.
No, because they knew this from the jump. They knew this was who I was as a person. There's nothing they can do or say that's going to change me from staying in the nude. Oh, I'm sorry. If you don't like it, don't be my friend.
Wow, I thought you were going to say don't invite me over, but now we're really going to the next level.
No, because if they don't invite me over, we're not friends.
222-9800. Brianna on the phone right now. Do you want to jump in for Savage or Sensible?
I think it'd be sensible because, to be honest, Brianna. I agree with her.
Thank you.
Sweat to death.
I know.
Really? Like one light? Like, look, and I'm a sweater here. But then you just lower the temp then. You lower the AC.
Well, it would suck. The thing is, it also depends on if the person has an AC.
Well, yeah. So in case you're just getting caught up to speed here, we're talking about this because on Friday we did a Savage or Sensible about knowing that one of your friends doesn't have AC. Like over this weekend, it was insanely hot. This guy reached out because his friend said that he couldn't stay over at her place. So we then got a message over the weekend from a girl named Sarah who said that she did let her friend stay who didn't have AC, and she does. And then when she poked her head into the room, she saw a naked leg and a naked butt cheek, which then made her realize, oh, he slept naked in my guest room.
Yeah, Brianna. So I'm just saying, I mean, would you want him to sweat to death? Maybe she didn't turn the AC up high enough. Who knows?
But like, that's the fear, right? Of them seeing you somehow. Like, I know Breezy doesn't care, but do you not care either?
I wouldn't care. There's no shame in the human body.
I'm very ashamed of my body. There's a lot of shame in my body, trust me. All right, well, thanks for checking in. We appreciate you listening.
Not a problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shout out to the nudist home for calling, and I appreciate that.
You know, Brianna makes a good point. We need more body positivity in our lives.
Yeah,
and if this is going to be
body positivity,
and if I'm going to be the trailblazer for that movement, then let's start here, okay? Oh, okay?
I don't know if you want to start here, though.
I'm going
to
vote one more time.
I think she likes to pad the stats here. Let's go to the poll. Thank you for voting at 98pxy.com. Sleeping naked while as a guest at someone else's place. Closer than I anticipated. Probably because Breezy just voted with 19 different devices. But 67% of the voters say...
Savagery. Closer than I thought. And you know what? Have fun staying in jail and you're close for the rest of your life.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.